So we're live. We're here with Bobby and Jack in the newly named Beige Couch Podcast.
Beige Couch Podcast.
Yo, that's not good.
Dude, I'm so glad I can't smell it.
You can't smell it?
I can't. That incense is really masking it for me.
I picked a peach incense. We have a peach incest burning right now.
Brother and sister peach. This is what
happening right now.
The Brother and Sister Beige Podcast, where we burn incest and talk about exciting moments.
Burn incest.
Don't forget to talk in the mic. Because even though it's fake, it's real, you know? That's what I always say. Okay. Wait, just like incest.
I'm still lost on if the mic's fake.
So the mic is not real for this.
Oh, okay.
But when I upload it to, this doesn't go public when it uploads. Mm-hmm. It like, you don't see it, and then I save it, go and edit it with these mics in because they just sound better, and then.
Okay. So like in the live version, if I go like this, they'll still be over here.
They'll hear it over here. It'll go away on there.
Okay.
And you can. Have you ever seen? Did y'all?
Bill Cosby. He would hold his mic. I've seen. Even in these tritest times. I could still, like, okay, anyway. I saw a video of him, like, back in the way, whatever, the 80s or whatever, him doing a stand-up, and his mic was, like, all the way down here. But, like...
That's because he's got that, like broad...
He's got to hide something.
Like, the pudding! And you can hear it from
the pudding pops!
The pudding! Your chair rattles a little bit.
Who is... I want to say... Maybe Bo... Somebody holds it right here. Oh, no.
No, Bo does do that. He holds it like this.
I think it might be Bo, too, but the guy at Liberty, David Nasser, would, like, he'd hold it right here. And it was always, I was like, maybe you can hear his chest. You should close the bathroom.
A little heartbeat.
I can't wait to hear. Sometimes I say my texts out loud as I say them. That's just something that I do. If you guys have any questions throughout the entire podcast, please just say them. Just be like, hey, I got a question. And eventually we'll see it. Oh, my watch is over there, and it's going to make a dinging noise every time it goes off. I'm getting up.
Is the chat right there on the right side?
Yeah, so you can see it right there. It's popped up right there,
but
it doesn't.
Is it going right now? Oh, crap, I can't read that far. I could probably just pull it up on my phone.
Oh, you could. And it would make the views look better.
I'm doing it.
God, I am. Wow.
Really getting after it?
I'm really ugly.
I think that every morning.
What is one thing you'd like to do before you turn 30? Says Valerie.
Valerie? What is one thing you'd like to do before you're 30?
Be 29.
Be 29. You'll do that for like a year.
About, yeah.
I don't know.
You're the closest one out of all of us to
30. I've got 9 years. Yeah, are y'all both 19?
I just turned 18.
Minus 18? 2.
How old are you? You
just, 17.
Oh, that's right. Dude, I have no idea. I just want to... Maybe when I'm 28, I'll be like, all right, I have a year to plan for what I want to do before I'm 30, and then all of 29, I'll do that.
Well, if there's like one thing you could just like spur of the moment right now and go do, like money's not an option. Money's
I want to travel to all 50 states. It doesn't, I don't want to like.
Are you talking about like landmarks in all 50 states or just be in
just
all 50
be
states?
Be in all 50 states. And do like something like.
Hawaii and Alaska?
Yeah. But so.
That'd be the best part of
I've always wanted cool. to do like 2 weeks in a state and know somebody there so that they can show me stuff that like they think is cool.
So not like a tour guide?
Yeah. Not like the normal like.
Like touristy thing.
Yeah.
Like,
if you go to New York, you don't want to go to New York City.
Like
you want to
some,
go to
like
upstate New
some
York.
Some back
sweet.
Road waterfall that no one
yeah.
ever goes to. Like that.
That they know something. About. Yeah. That's like Virginia Beach. You know the Robinettes? They've got like this like ugh. Sweet. Sorry.
You're good. Keep going.
They've got like the sweet beach that they go to that like nobody ever goes to. That's like not Neptune, but it's like near enough.
Yeah.
To where it's like the good water.
Is that where they live now?
I don't know. The Shells do. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They live in North Carolina.
Do they really?
Yeah, some beach there. Because they lived in the sweet house over in the reservoir.
The Shells, yeah.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, so anyway.
I forgot who watches this.
Wait, are we doing the 30 question or the spur of the moment question?
Spur of the moment, but, well, no, yeah, both. Either both. One.
I'm going to answer the 30 one. Both. I want to have, like, my own thing by the time, like, I'm 30. So, like... starting by the time I graduate, by the time I'm 30, I want to like have my own thing, whether it be like a product or like a business or something that's like mine, and that I can like fully like make a living off of and not have to like have two jobs, you know, while I'm working on each one.
Like that's your thing.
Yeah, and like have like a dope car.
Dope car and your own thing. Yeah. Like your own thing as being like a business or like just a like business, a product.
Or like a product, either one.
Something that you're known for.
Something
that
like, that's
if
like,
you were to die at 30 in one day,
you'd have a like, page.
Like, yo, that was Bobby Esselds right there.
And it'd go on your gravestone. He invented the, what, I don't know.
I feel like wiki page, like having your own wiki page could be cool.
The micro travel enema. That's what I would
A small colonic that you just bring with you.
Yeah.
Wow. Could you bring that on a plane? Could you bring a micro enema on a plane?
Could you bring a normal size
enema? Would they take it away? Chances are, no. Especially if it's an enema because like it's nature. Although I'm sure you clean it
too.
Yeah,
but so is water, but you can't bring a water on a plane.
As if it's under 3 ounces, if it's a micro one, it could be a little.
Why would you want to bring 3 ounces of water on plane?
To put up your butt.
just a little cleaning. that's the greatest noise when you're talking about the back.
No, you can market it to airplanes as like complimentary on the in the bathroom.
Complimentary enema. You get a bidet in the bathroom, but you push a little button, because that would be. What about scented bidets? Hi, my name is Bailey Stanford. I'm known for the scented bidet.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what a bidet is.
Oh, it's the little thing that shoots water up your butt. Like, oh. And like,
it's like you're European.
In France, that's how you like... Yeah. They don't have toilet paper. You just bidet yourself.
I would bidet myself for like an extra 30 minutes.
Like, what if the bidet breaks?
You're done. I guess you just hope the bidet doesn't break.
They've just got super soakers on set.
A little guy with a pump shotgun. He's in a little window. And I imagine like a little French accent. He's like, oh no.
Just straight up there.
Dude, those things shoot hard because Motoka is doing their senior assassin thing.
With super soakers?
Like, yeah, and for like people who don't know what senior assassin is, it's like a group of seniors all pitch in money. So it could be $5. And then we did it with Nerf guns at our school, but you can do it with water guns or whatever.
I hate water.
And there's specific rules, but if you get hit with the water gun or the Nerf gun, you're out, and the last person standing who hasn't been hit yet gets all of the money in the end.
Oh,
so it
can
be anywhere from like $1,000 to like $500. Ours was $500. Matoka's is like $1,100 right now. And my friend Jessica's still in it. We were playing with her pump shotgun the other day. That thing hurts. Oh my god. Yeah.
Dude, wait, you can bring them into school?
You can bring the school's off limits.
I was
going to
say, you'd be like tackled
in school. If you have 2 feet in the car, you're safe. If you scream, I'm getting naked, while they see you or they're shooting at you, and you take all your clothes off, and you're like down in your underwear, you're safe. And someone has to be present to witness it, or that has to be recorded.
Dang. Oh, wait, the actual like assassination has to be recorded?
Yeah.
Huh.
Where are they all, like, posted? Like, just your Snapchat story or something?
No, there's, like, a person who's not playing who, like, holds the money is, like, the deciding factor of the whole thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't remember who won ours, but
it was
like
only... too intense like for any Cosby kids to handle.
$500. No, there's one at Cosby.
Is there? Actually?
Yeah.
Do they keep, like, a running list? Like, every day they, like, update, like, this person's out now, and, like,
there,
this is who's left.
Yeah, there's just, like, a list, and you just cross out
it's like
each time
games.
Someone gets out.
I feel like people could cheat on that.
So I would be like Bay Stanfield, and he donated $5, and then Oak Jackson, and then later on I find out Oak Jack got out. Erased Jack's name, yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
They did that at Liberty, but there was no, the winning was like a drawstring bag with some merch in it.
Oh my lord.
Like, I don't want to do
that.
And like bragging rights.
Is this the question we're doing right now, is with the Water War thing? Best thing you ever created in high school?
No, it's just we were talking about like super soakers up the butt, and I talked about.
Oh, you're talking about bidets, and then.
Best thing you ever created in high school is one of the questions.
Hey, Sierra. We're talking about what we wanted.
Caleb Papel.
Siri, was that mine? Oh, my Siri went up.
You said Sierra.
I forgot what we were talking about.
What does that even mean? Best thing ever created in high school? Like, wow.
You talking about Water Wars. Or like
I thought it was a question.
It was the best.
No, he's talking about.
I got you. Okay, my bad, Caleb.
Although it was really like, we were gonna do it in school, But then, like, with the whole school shooting things that's been going on.
That's really not it has,
It can't be during class hours. Like, it can't be, like, on school ground or during class hours.
Yeah, like, it was a really touchy time. Especially for us, because it was literally, like, right after a big one happened.
It was like when we made that short film right after the Sandy Hook shooting. And then your dad made me take it down. Mm. Yeah. I'll never forget that day.
I didn't realize how big of a deal that was until just now. That must have been, like, really, like, embarrassing a little bit, yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't even think about it. And then he's like, yeah, can you take it down? I was like, oh. Yeah.
How long ago was Sandy Hook?
2000.
Did you ever repost it?
Yeah, but I took some stuff out, and I didn't have the original one. And the original was so much better. It's still up.
What was it?
The one where we're running through the house. It like where starts he punches in the front. Wall. Yeah,
That was the minion one.
The one where we start in the foyer of that one house and walk to the back of the house into the backyard.
Yeah, and we're just like decking each other.
Yeah, and there's that one. There's a part where you like, I'm like sitting in a chair and you like from like right here shoot me in the head. I took that part out because I felt insensitive. But it was such a good. That was my first like effects. It was crisp. Yeah the whole thing. It was only like 60 seconds and it was packed with action. I forgot about that. But for some reason, I was so embarrassed that I deleted the original one and just kept the old one. And that was that.
We should recreate it.
We should.
Dude, I literally remember when we had to like roll off the edge of
onto the...
I literally, like my fat got like caught on the ledge and just bruised me. You remember like up my like ribs. And you were like,
you get hurt a lot during these films.
Well, yeah, but it was because I was fat, really. That's the main reason. Well,
punching
the
wall is not part of being fat.
It was part of me being like not. I couldn't aim because my little fatness was throwing me.
Your
off.
Arm was like pushed out a little bit more.
Oh, you're talking about when you punched the wall?
No, I was.
Oh, I thought you were saying he couldn't. Your arm was too wide. You had to like side hook it.
My love handles went by my elbows go straight. You know what I'm saying? I had to punch like this instead of like a normal person.
They're like, what is that called?
Said, like the chicken.
Like I had to do
right
like
a hook shot. Yeah.
My little no triceps. Uppercut. Yeah,
uppercut was just not in your.
I
repertoire.
Couldn't uppercut because my arm fat was too heavy to lift up.
No, but I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, the thing, got to. Shooting small enemas in your butt and the water guns. And then you still haven't said your...
Oh, my 30
you
thing?
You started to say it, so you have one. I'm really excited.
I don't think I ever started saying one.
I thought you did.
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
I said the 29 thing, because that'd be pretty dope if I managed to make it there. Good. I don't know. I don't really have, like, huge aspirations, like, owning a company or anything like that. Like, I just want a house and a car.
By 30? That's a good, like, a destination.
I mean, my destination right now is to have a house by the time I'm 22.
That's where I'm trying to head.
Yeah.
You got one more year.
Yeah, I know. I want to buy a house and then rent out the rooms.
I don't
want
to
pay for rent.
Well, I want to do like a landlord deal where I buy a house that's cheap, fix it up, and then eventually buy more houses, you know?
Yeah, I just want to do real estate in general.
And then just
I think
like,
it's fun.
Yeah, have my first house, have people live in that, and then pay the mortgage on my second house kind of deal.
Yeah. That would just be sweet.
Simple.
With what's it called? Airbnb. Yeah. I want to get into that. I did a podcast with a guy that does it. He literally has like three houses or something. I might have missed
where
him.
At?
California, LA, which is like high prime.
I want to do it because like Amelia's being taken over.
Amelia is?
Yeah, like but it's like whole street's slowly moving down Amelia.
Oh, that's know? I guess that's true.
So I want to get
they're
in
also
there.
Putting in like a new interstate.
Yeah.
Right off of Amelia.
So I want to get in there right before they take it over. And
that's
get
not
my
a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's genius. Even the whole street goes forever.
Yeah.
What if it just kept going?
Well, like 15 years ago, stops, all this dude. Was like cows around here.
That's crazy.
And then now we're sitting here with like three Publixes.
Yeah.
For no reason.
That's not like, even like our area.
I yeah. remember like not too long ago, like over by...
Can I just say to the people watching? I hate Publix with all my heart and soul.
Why?
Dude, I just hate it.
Publix is stupid. They're the first, like when they opened up, like me and my mom went and they're like, oh, like I was like, hey, like I need this specific kind of pepper. And it was like sliced peppers in a jar. And they literally could have been like, okay, it's four aisles to the left. But instead they were like, oh, well download our app. Like try out our new app. And I was like, okay, like I'll download it. But I was like, I need
just
these
take me
now.
To the peppers,
like,
please.
dinner's in like 30, aisle and seven, I was supposed to get this like yesterday. So like, could you tell me? And they're like, okay, well, let walk with me. And I was like, okay. No. And so he opens up his phone. $6. He's like, it's 99 cents now, but you pay $19.99 a month. No, but he was he was like, look, deal, all you got to do is type in peppers. And he's like, aisle three. Come on, we'll go to aisle three. And there was no peppers on aisle three. I was like, dude. And he goes, hold on, let me try some. And we tried like three other people's apps on their phone, and none of them worked.
Like, did it take you to like the cereal section or something?
Like random sections.
Why would you use an app like that?
And then
it's like that's the game.
It was more. I was like, this is your like why you're not needed.
That's one of those things
you're
that
gonna
like,
get
you
fired
could say,
because of an app.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you could say that an app could take over your job, but it's just not
like
the same.
The McDonald's things.
Yeah,
like they have the new things at McDonald's where you can order. Yeah, you can order yourself.
They've said that they're gonna try to take over jobs completely there.
Really? I
mean, yeah. Other than
that's because everyone's asking for $15 an hour there, so like, well, yeah, just get rid of your job entirely.
We'll get rid of you. We'll have a machine that'll
the fry cooks.
That's all McDonald's has ever been is like reducing things.
They're just gonna get engineers in there just to fix the machines that break, and that's it.
Yeah,
seriously.
Well, and cooks, kind of, they can't. I mean, I guess they could have robots that do that, but
they could have like a robotic fire extinguisher, so
like that rolls out.
Yeah.
Wally's becoming a reality.
I knew Wally is so real, and I think I'm a victim of it.
It's secretly like literally, a psycho.
We just talked about your fat chicken wings.
Now you're saying you're a victim of Wally.
No, I wake up, right? Butt naked, okay? Blouse wide open. I hop straight on my hoverboard, go to the bathroom. Go get a bowl. No one's home.
Oh, you're talking for real.
Like, this was yesterday. My parents weren't at home. Butt naked. Things are flapping. I go to the bathroom. Use the bathroom like every man does in the morning.
On a hoverboard, you pee standing up on a hoverboard?
Yes. And
exactly zero calories have been burned so far.
Nope. And I go straight to the kitchen, make myself a bowl of cereal. Zzz, right back to my room. Like, without even stepping off, I somehow, like, plop back on my bed without, and I just play Fortnite.
Never got, wow.
Only calories gained on that trip. I mean, I guess there's, like, a little bit of, like, the morning wobbles when you're, like, trying to get on the hoverboard. Where you're, like,
no, I literally, I
bit it at his house, like, my first time ever. I face it.
He, like, slammed his chin on my driveway.
It was, like, so, like... Imagine it was like a lip. It wasn't. Like, it's not like a curb. It's more like one of those rounded ones. And I tried to go up it, and it just went down. But like it was just enough level, unlevel, where if I was landing on flat ground, I would have been fine. But it was because I landed with my head on the curb. That was a scary moment.
It was like he tried to get his hands out in front of him, but it
didn't
they just
happen.
Wouldn't
it
do
just
it.
Went under my body.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah, because it was like at the end of my driveway, there was like this big like drop off, and it was like a challenge to see if you could get up the driveway.
Yeah,
they just couldn't do it.
Sierra says, "Where are you from?"
We are all from the greater Richmond area.
Southside Richmond.
I'm actually from the Ohio of States.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, this guy.
Cleveland, baby.
Grew up in Alabama. Where Publix is Alabama's like main thing. Like it was like Publix and Windex.
We gotta just bring everything back to Publix.
My cousin Tyler lives in Tampa, Florida, and he works at Publix. That was the first time I've ever seen one before.
I'm sure they were better before pre-app stage. I haven't.
They're just so cramped. They try to shove everything in it.
Well, have you been?
Do you know how many peppers they have in one aisle?
Get off the
plane. Literally is half.
Have you been to Wegmans?
No. It's ridiculous.
I haven't been to Wegmans on purpose.
What? You haven't been to Wegmans? It's not. I'd go there. They have a little deli that's nice.
Yeah.
And like I'd go there for that, but
I've got no problem people watching at Walmart.
Yeah, I like Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart has great prices and it has everything you need.
And you get to people watch.
And you get to people watch.
You just see a couple weird things.
I like going through the self checkout.
Yeah.
Because
they have the best self checkout of anyone I know.
God. Yeah, it's literally they've got like 12 of them. And they've got if you go to the one on either of the ones on Hull Street, they both have a self checkout on the far left and a self checkout on the far right, and they're always open. There's never a line.
Yeah. And like the one at Home Depot, you have to like scan an item. It tells you to like place it in the bag, and it waits like 5 seconds between every item you scan. It just makes me mad.
I just think I hate that you have to bag things. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but
yeah. Oh yeah, I just like carrying my stuff out. Like I normally don't have many things.
Let me just take this, please. I bought one monster. I don't need to bag it. Please put your item in the bagging area. No.
You buy a pack of gum. I hate, I'm at Wawa, I've got like literally a stick of gum and like maybe.
Can you buy a stick of gum at
Wawa? Once I pack.
It's like a baseball card deck from like the 80s. Yeah, you get one stick of gum. You get
one little Hubba Bubba, like square cube, that's it.
What are the ones that had the comics? Bazooka. You get one bubble gum.
Yeah.
So you can go into your car and read the comic.
I remember watching this YouTube video of Bo Jackson, like in the outfield, like reading a comic.
Reading a
like
bazooka comic?
During a game. Like,
so every Sunday morning, you get a bazooka gum on your doorstep and you just read the comics.
What if you did that? What if you started a company that made, like, some people just are like addicted to getting packages, so you just make a subscription box where it's stuff like that?
Dude, I'm so addicted. If there was a subscription box where it gave you random stuff. Like, completely random.
I want to do a subscription box. I would
completely sign up for it.
I just need money to do
that. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, that's why I want to do literally a subscription box. It's like $2 a month, and it's something
you
tiny.
Just get
it's something,
something
like
weird.
An envelope with a bazooka bubblegum. Like, that's what... It doesn't get old.
I would do it.
Like, just to get something in the mail every day of your life.
It's like, you get a piece of my garbage once a month. It's...
No, you don't get a bazooka bowl, you get the wrapper. Like, I finished this, but you get it back. And
it's great because we're recycling.
You get box tops.
And I'm getting money.
we send you box tops. You know, people watching outside of ABC. Oh. Caleb said, people watching outside of ABC... Trust me on this. Try it out, like ABC, like the
alcohol. Oh, like watching people walk in.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never. The only one that I know of is by that.
It have to be at, like
haircuts. Place
how late does ABC stay open?
Probably really late. Like, probably yeah. Like 2 a.m.
It have to be around that time,
dude. Okay, for the people who have told me that you can't buy alcohol past like 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, it's a total lie.
Who's told you that?
Like you can't. Like it's like a law. Like nobody can.
Yeah, like
that's false.
Cassie,
that is very
yeah,
false.
Yeah, like Cassie. Was like, so like she had a bunch of her friends.
Maybe
over.
She's talking underage. Like you're for sure gonna get carded. Maybe
that's no. Like we had a 21-year-old with us, and they're like, we need to go to Wawa now. If like he wants to get beer because he wanted a drink. He wanted like a six pack.
That's fake.
And we went, and it was like 1 a.m, and we still managed to get alcohol.
If that was the case, then you couldn't like buy it from like a bar or something.
Exactly.
Or like they would like if you went to Walmart, that whole section would have like a lock cage.
The nightlife industry would not be a thing if that was the case.
Yeah. No. And there'd be no happy hour. Like I don't. Yeah. No. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nightlife would not be life. It would just be night.
It'd just be
knife. It'd just be
knife.
Yeah. Knife.
That's dumb. I've never heard somebody even rumor that.
I've heard it at 12 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
Who's the podcast that has, like, I don't know if it's a podcast, but it's, like, a talk show that you can, like, see the incense burning in the background?
Probably Joe Rogan.
Is it Joe Rogan? I love Joe Rogan.
I love Joe Rogan. I will clean my room just, like, even if it's clean, and just have Joe Rogan on.
Yeah.
And you need to see Joey Diaz. He's in a bunch of Joe Rogan's podcasts, but he's got his own, and his voice is so just knocking right out. His most recent one is him and two... Super New York guys, and they go at it.
They Joey get the whole Diaz, access. He's on Netflix.
No, he's on.
I know who. Yeah, he's got a Netflix show though.
Or, he does have a Netflix show.
I said
he might have some specials.
Yeah, that's what I think I'm talking about. Netflix.
Who else? That's really all. I listen to Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz, and Tiger Belly, which is Bobby Lee. That's my favorite. That's so good.
He's filming a Netflix showcase right now. It's not out yet.
Joey Diaz. He's got a voice, and he's
I just like how Joe Rogan will, like, dispute anyone.
Yeah, he can debunk any human.
Yeah.
He said it yesterday. He's like, I'm not really smart, but I remember everything. And I was like, that's all you need. No. He just literally anything he hears, he regurgitates.
Can you Google the Caps game for me?
The Caps game?
Yeah.
The Caps are out.
No, dude, they're in the Stanley Cup Finals. Are you kidding me?
No, they're not. I thought Tampa Bay won.
It's Caps and the Knights right now.
Dude, I'm a Knights guy.
Round one. Are you serious? Yeah.
Because the only reason I did because they're new and nobody can say I'm a bandwagon. I did, and because I'm all Vegas now. Oakland, or the Raiders, the Vegas Raiders. I was like, since I'm gonna be a Knights fan, I'll just go ahead and just follow Vegas. All right, where is ESPN?
He goes. I'm all about Vegas, Oakland.
I'm all about Vegas. You know, Oakland. The Oakland Vegas Raiders. Love me some... What's his name? The big guy. Marshawn Lynch. 3-3.
Ooh.
That's a game. 9 minutes left in the second.
I was watching it. I was watching the game just before I got here, before he picked me up. and from like so far out through so much traffic, one of the knights just slap shot through like six people's legs, like straight through people's just legs, opened up at just the right time, and it made it in. Oh my. It was shocking.
3-3 is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I did a bracket, like a tournament bracket, and yeah. I said that the score was going to be 3 or 2-4, which is still a lot. But
Caps beat Tampa like pretty good at like 4-1 in the last round.
Really?
Yeah, they kicked their.
What?
Am I allowed to cuss on this one?
I mean, I don't care. It's like up to if y'all's parents watch or anything. Like, I don't.
Dude,
care.
I'm not going their to. Ass, man.
I really thought that Tampa won. I think it's because this bracket that I have shows everything that I picked, and then it squares it if they won. And then it doesn't put it away if they didn't. So, like, I picked Tampa and the Knights in there.
I thought Tampa was going to win that game, too, but they didn't.
What was the series? 3-2 or 4-2? Did they play out of 7? Yeah. 4-2. No, because it's first to
4-3.
4-3. It went to 7? I thought it... I can't remember. Because it was close. That's all I remember.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm not really, like, the biggest hockey fan, but, like...
When it's on, I love watching it, especially after football.
Ever since I started playing lacrosse.
It's one of those sports that like just like go back and forth. Like football, I can only watch for a certain amount of time because it's just like you watch a play, sit there, watch another play, sit there. But it's like lacrosse, hockey, basketball, all these sports that just go back and forth down.
I like watching with groups. Yeah, hockey never stops. Football, I mean soccer never stops. Mm-hmm. I like going in UFC. Like I like going to
B-dubs. I've been trying to get into UFC, but it's hard when you don't have like cable or anything.
Oh, that's true. That's why you go to B-dubs on Saturday nights because they got like the fight night. Joe Rogan always has his. Like,
I love
fight
Joe
companions.
Rogan in the background.
Dude.
Oh.
So
just
good.
All his screams, Joe Rogan, I can just hear him.
He's the reason I live. B-dub, dude. I want to do like a. My dad and I have talked about this because they. I can't remember when they do the. I think it's like once a month or twice a month where they literally do like, I love how UFC numbers their fights. It's like UFC 223 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get like a group of people that always go on Saturday nights and go and watch UFC because it's so much fun.
I'd be down. I love getting into it.
And it's something that I don't know. I know like 7 like MMA fighters, but I want to know more.
I don't know if this is new or not, but I saw it the other day on the internet. Like some dude kick the crap out of some dude or something like that, and then Conor McGregor comes flying over the octagon cage and starts like tackling the other dude and tackling the ref. I think it's because the ref like called the match when he shouldn't have or something.
I think Conor McGregor's like,
he's going crazy right now.
And he like threw that dolly at the bus window and like cut up a lot of fighters.
Yeah, the little girl.
So he's like stuck in Ireland right now. Like,
no, because Joe Rogan.
I watched that fight too. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the, what's his name?
Did he, like, lose a fight and then have to...
No, they were just talking trash outside of everything.
Oh, and then he threw the dolly.
And then and literally he got, like, him and, like, his goons to fly down from Ireland, like, that night and just met up there. And their plan was just to leave. Like, it was going to be, like, a 30-minute ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got arrested.
And then he really messed up.
But, like, even Joe Rogan was saying, like, it's sad, but it's true that nothing's going to happen to Conor because...
Of his title?
Yeah.
No, I think if like... Because it's now the U.S. is... like choice, you know.
Yeah, it's up to
it's like
Ireland.
Like they don't it's care if you're
weird.
A boxer.
But it's
you
like
don't
if
care.
He, like all America is like just money.
Yeah, but like
true.
Connor's got
super
money, dude.
Yeah, but the Congress isn't gonna be like, okay, you have this much money, you can stay in the country. They're like, all right, you're now like hurting people in our country. You leave because you're not a citizen, and they're capable of doing that.
We'll see what happens. If,
do you think that they would not let him back in to fight?
No,
I don't,
or not live here. Like, cause I'm pretty sure he has a house. Like. I'm sure he's got one in the.
Like, I don't know. Like, if he keeps getting arrested here, he can like get all access revoked.
Huh.
I heard talk of it.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, like, I heard is it true you have to go a certain amount of time without having like it can get lifted?
Yeah, probably.
Like that charge,
like
get lifted.
It's like a prison sentence, but just outside of the U.S.
They can. I think it's something. It's like 7 years or something. Like if they keep pushing the date back, they'll just forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense, but. I think that just because he's famous, they won't do anything.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
$30 million in the bank.
I bet he got more than $30 million.
He's
probably giving it to an investor.
Just from that one fight, he got $30 million.
And got $30 million.
Yeah, I'd get jacked in the face by Mayweather for $30 million.
Mayweather is.
I do it for a lot less.
Did you watch that fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
You watched it too? It was weird.
It was weird. Conor kept trying to get on the back. And he couldn't do it.
I'd rather watch KSI and Logan Paul.
Oh, I would rather watch Logan Paul and any YouTuber.
Dude, I...
Did you watch
the other one with KSI? I don't know the other guy. What's his name? I'll look it up. He just mollywopped.
Who? Dude, because KSI had such a reach on that guy.
Well, he's giant.
He is giant.
KSI is humongous. I've never watched
his videos. Is KSI the black guy?
Yeah.
With the headband?
Yeah.
Dude. Joe Weller.
Joe Welling? I don't even know who that is.
Welling or Weller?
Well, I don't... I mean,
Did you see the video where Logan Paul flew out to Vegas?
It's Weller.
To meet KSI, or like meet, like, without, like, telling him? Like, surprise visit KSI and Mayweather, because he was like, oh, I hear KSI's training at Mayweather's gym.
Yeah.
And he flies without any warning, and KSI's just sitting there on his phone and not doing anything, and, like, hasn't broken a sweat all day and just, like, totally fried him on camera. It made me, like, feel bad.
Yeah, but you can, like, see that KSI's been putting in, like, a lot of work.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
He's, like, 6'3", and he's jacked. The couple videos that I saw were like him like training with his brother, but I don't even know what kind of videos he makes.
I don't know. I just don't. I just
I know he's
don't
got
like
a lot of subscribers.
What's this?
I'm not a huge fan of KSI.
Live with Bobby and Jack.
We'll just go to.
If you just go to Bayfield.
I need Wi-Fi.
And then share it.
No reception.
Dude,
this is the worst neighborhood for trying to.
It's terrible.
It's so bad.
Here I have a picture of the.
My Wi-Fi. Friends live in Nuttree, so like the next neighborhood over, and I can't load anything while I'm here. Which one is it?
The
Aces. Oh, okay, Fice.
I have a picture of the. I can't remember. I'm gonna show you if I can find the picture. But yeah, no, dude. Calling, like, I have to FaceTime audio because I can't call when I'm here.
It's ridiculous. It's bad.
It's just there's so many trees and you're so like.
It's like. You move an like 3 inches to the right, you've got 4G, and then you take a step back and you have zero bars.
It's rough.
It's bad.
It's that second set of numbers on there.
Okay. Jeez. I think if there was one just video of Logan or Jake Paul just getting like cleanly knocked out, and then that just stays on the internet. And anytime they tweet, anytime they do anything,
just
that video is the whole
gift.
of them getting falling. Like
just end a conversation with them.
It'd be so good,
dude.
That would end them.
Nobody like in the KSI and then the other guy. It was a TKO, but he was done.
Yeah,
like, I think that somebody could get knocked out in the Jake Paul. I mean, in the Logan Paul one. Isn't Jake Paul fighting like a FaZe member?
No, it would be FaZe Banks probably.
Oh, I freaking hate him.
I hate both of those guys. So I really don't
like any of these people.
I used to like Banks, but then he got into like the Gucci Gang kind of deal,
clout
kind of stuff. Hypebeast deal.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
You're and Rice Gum.
Yeah, Rice Gum. Oh, yeah, he became friends with Rice Gum.
They all live in the same house, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Man, I am so ugly.
I don't even know why he's FaZe Banks anymore. He doesn't really even do FaZe stuff.
Yeah, I'd never watched FaZe. Aren't they Call of Duty, so they just, like, died off?
Yeah. Well, like, they're still there, but they're just not, like, as relevant.
FaZe up.
They had, like, the little...
KSI is easily going to win. He pummeled Joe Weller, and Logan is not taking... this serious
well, Logan wants to do wrestling because him and Logan or Logan and Jake
Logan
did wrestling
Jake
in high school.
Wrestling.
Yeah,
I used to watch Logan Paul. Like I used to actually watch his videos.
His vines were some of them were kind of funny. Like when he would rip all of his clothes off and be in like a leotard, like his wrestling.
Oh
leotard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
then
he just like try to like wrestle random people. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, but then
like,
the shtick became Warrior. Taking his clothes off, and then it was like, okay,
he's
wait.
Got some pink nipples.
He's got some pastrami tits, dude. Seriously.
They are, and he's always
and
shirtless, like 90%.
And I never noticed it until
the
H3 pointed it out.
When, in the colorblind video?
Oh, I forgot about H3.
That's such a good video.
By far, my favorite people to watch on YouTube is H3.
Their podcast is
so
good, too.
I don't get their notifications. They don't pop up
on
my phone
anymore.
Did
you see the new video for that?
And that's funny because I saw his video about it.
Oh, wait, there's a new video?
I never
but
yeah,
it's just
about notifications.
About YouTube.
But
that's not like me.
I don't get their, like, I have their notifications on for the podcast and for productions. I never get them. It's really frustrating. I think that YouTube hates them.
Yeah.
That's why they've got like Teddy
Fresh. It's like
Fresh
a huge conspiracy. Teddy Fresh is doing really good. I want to get.
They
it's really expensive
instantly.
Though.
It's so dude. It's like $75 for a hoodie.
Yeah.
I want to get the color block hoodie
it's in
with
Zoomies.
The pastel. It's in Zoomies.
Mm-hmm. They got it marketed.
I need to get a Zoomies gift card or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want something.
I want one of the hats because I'd replace this hat like any day with a Teddy Fresh hat.
They're sweet.
Yeah.
I would never replace this hat if God was like, dude, I'm killing your mom. Be like, I'd kiss my mother goodbye.
And, mother.
Yeah.
You have this. Is that one of those, like, but dude, literally balls up to, like, this big? It, like, super, like, flimsy?
My hat?
Yeah.
I don't want
to
take it off.
I mean, you don't have to, but, like, is it?
It, like, what's flimsy? It's, like, it's just floppy.
It's, like, mine's floppy.
Right, screw it. Screw it. Look.
Yours is really floppy.
Mine's, like, floppy as well as the camera.
I stole one from work that was literally...
On camera.
You ball it up, like, to, like, that big.
Yeah.
Hey, I stole a thing from work.
Yeah, you're fired.
You're fired. No, I haven't. I don't work
there. Are you working at Magnolia now?
No, I worked at Brander Mill for a while, and I've never quit or got fired. So I'm still there, but I haven't worked since...
You're just, like, on the list?
2 years ago. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm on the list. I just haven't... ever gone.
Well, I heard, like, everyone quit.
Yeah.
Like, you know Connor? But
they did that a lot. Connor Sweeney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just moved to Magnolia.
He probably went to Tech on a full ride.
No, I don't think he's full ride.
Really?
Yeah. He lives, like, three houses down from me.
Caleb said KSI is easily going to win. He pummeled Joe Weller, and Logan is not taking this serious. Oh, wait, that's what you said?
Yeah.
When you said that, I thought you were... I don't know what I saw.
No, I was... I
got to hear it twice.
What's his name, Caleb?
Caleb.
I was reading his comment. Let's get a question going.
Hey, yeah, go ahead and ask some questions. Hey, Ethan, ask some questions in the chat, and we will answer and talk and discuss. Yeah.
Oh god, that's so sweet.
You never did you ever? Oh no, yeah.
Did I ever what?
Your 30 thing. You said you have a house at 22, but that's 22.
Yeah. Okay. 30.
It was before.
I don't know.
I guess.
Was it before 30? Yeah. Or it was like by the time you turned 30.
Like,
well, yeah, but that's like I still got like 8 years to do something.
Yeah.
Just in my house. I don't know.
So maybe it could still be on the house thing and just say have like 4 houses.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Houses by 30 is kind of ridiculous, but.
That'd be a goal and a half to get there.
Yeah.
I want to have townhouses. And buy, if it's like a duplex, buy
are you talking about like how, what is it, Magnolia's built? Like their little houses? How they're like really right next to each other? Or are you talking about like the actual connected houses?
They might be. I haven't ever been to Magnolia. There's some behind Kroger that are like, there's like 20 all connected side by side.
They're connected?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
3 stories. They're thin, but they're 3 stories tall.
Magnolia's like, they look like townhouses. You just split them up like... with like 10 feet in between each.
Oh, yeah. But they're, and it's one? Like it's like one and then another one? Usually it's like one, two, split, one, two, split.
No, they're just like straight down the line.
That's not bad because then you don't have the noise problem because there's 2 walls. We lived in a townhouse and you could hear everything.
These walls are thin.
Everything. My neighbor throws their wife into the wall. Bam, TV on the floor.
From The Office.
I need
dude,
to
watch. I'm on run through 15 right now.
Have you never seen it?
I've seen the first two or four.
Why was I under
the
impression?
First 4 seasons.
Yeah, I feel like you just like give off a vibe that you've seen The Office.
That's what everybody says. I need to just there's just so
dive
many.
In.
I don't watch. I like. I can't. Other than Breaking Bad, I haven't ever seen a show that's more than 4 seasons.
I stopped at like the second last episode of Breaking Bad. Like he just shot Mike.
Dude, like the last
Mike
two episodes
gets
are
shot.
So good.
Mike I've never
shot,
seen.
Dude,
it.
The last two episodes are so.
I just know he dies, and so I don't want to get to it.
Did he die? I don't know.
Yes. It was confirmed for me years ago when I just accidentally saw it on the internet. And I was like, well. But Mike was my favorite character, so I kind of got pissed when he died, and I just kind of left it.
That's fair.
Do you have any, like content or anything you wanted to, like, ask?
No, I had nothing.
Okay,
cool. We're just freeballing it.
Cool. I like freeball. Like, that's my favorite thing to do because I wanted to talk about bidets and
yeah,
personal Frenchman that shoots you when your bidet goes down.
So, since we're back on the super bidet sucker. Subject.
How clean is your butthole? Have you seen...
Wow,
did you see the Bob Saget podcast with H3?
No.
And
was he on it?
Yeah, he was on the H3 podcast.
Oh my god.
And like the whole time, they did the ad read for the One White Charlies. And then Ethan said something about shit particles. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the podcast, Bob Saget just wouldn't leave that alone. And he was just always found a way to loop it back to shit particles.
Dude, I just bought the Dollar Shave Club $5 box just to have it because I was like...
You've seen it so much, it? Yeah.
Dude,
I'm wearing MeUndies right now.
You're in MeUndies?
Yeah.
Dude, I want to buy everything that they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks about MeUndies, Dollar Shave Club.
I got honey added to my...
I got honey on my computer so that I can see it.
Well, it's free. So
Mr.
I was like, there's
Beast
no point.
Did a honey thing and I edited his little... ad, but so I was like, oh, I might
I don't understand how honey makes money.
I think that they explained it. It's like they get a coupon from the place, and then if you use the coupon through Honey, they get like 2 cents or whatever. It's like something like really small that just.
Yeah, I was gonna make another Office reference, but.
Dang it!
That episode where he's like.
It's fun if you
do that. Yeah,
I know.
I want to make it now though, because it's on my head. When Andy's doing the seminar and he's like, it's like credit cards. It's like every time someone makes a transaction, I get like 0.2 cents.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I just need to. I literally like. I feel like it's a show that you don't have to watch.
I'm on literally on Run Through 15 right now, so I just subconsciously know what's going on no matter what's going on.
Run Through 15?
Yeah, I'm on.
I'm on the last season of Run Through 15.
I'm on 11.
I mean, I imagine literally putting it on like one of my monitors, just
playing. It's just there,
dude. Like I'd say at least the first second time, watch it thoroughly, just like pay attention, and then after the rest of the time you catch things that you didn't catch the first time.
Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Oh,
I watched Parks and Rec 3 times. I watched a lot of Parks and Rec.
The dog from Parks and Rec shows up in the office at one point. I didn't notice it until my last
run through. Like the same. They like
try technically they're the same universe. They like try to hint at it, but no, they never made like a full deal.
The first 4 seasons of The Office, I don't remember anything except for like the office burning down with the pancake, or like everybody had to run outside. That's all I remember. That's what the episode was called, I'm pretty sure. That's literally all I remember.
God, there's so much good stuff.
Oh my god, I need to watch.
No, that. the best episode, if I were to pick one episode, it'll always stay this way, is Dinner Party.
Oh my god,
dude. Where they have Michael has Pam and Jim over for like a dinner party,
and at this point in the series, Michael and Jan, you know Jan is, they're dating, and they live together.
I've gotten there. Where is that?
It's season two. I think it's season 2, episode 14.
Yeah,
because I've gotten
no, it's not. It's
minute 100. No,
it's season 2.
The it's bothering me. I've seen almost all of Jen and Pam.
Jen and Tonic.
I've seen like everything Jim and Pam, like. I feel like there's not any more that they could possibly add. But I also haven't watched since like 3 years ago.
There's a lot with Michael.
Yeah.
Doesn't Michael leave one of the seasons?
Yeah, like 6?
Because Steve Carell was wanting to be done with the show.
Huh. He was what?
Steve Carell was done with the show. He wanted to move on to like more movie stuff.
Oh, dude, screw Steve Carell for that.
Yeah, screw. You know what? It was because he was Gru from Despicable Me. That's why.
Yeah.
Gru.
Gru.
Girls doing.
What are you girls doing?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. Get all these girls out of here. Meme for like a week.
I hate the Minions. And, like really anything Despicable Me because of the Minions, but I hate the Minions so much.
I loved whenever I first saw the. It's so fluffy.
Yeah.
Loved it.
And I said that all the time.
Goddamn person started saying it, and then.
Then it killed it.
And it was my sister's. It was Kayla's ringtone for like a year. It pissed me off after a while.
I cannot find this Dinner Party episode, and it's all I really care about.
In the chat, they said, "Who is Mr. Beefman?" That's a guy that watches my videos sometimes. He makes videos of my videos. Caleb said, "Favorite clothing brand, Quiet Wave." I got this shirt from Goodwill, $3. I just like the color of it, and then it's also something that I've never seen. Somebody said, "I seed." Coffee, and then they said, "I seen Iced. Car 3."
Have you seen Cars 3?
I seen coffee.
I've seen like bits and pieces of Cars
3. I haven't seen it at all.
Season four, episode 13, not season 2, episode
13. Isn't Cars 3 the one that the commercial looks like everybody dies?
No, he's like flipping and like crashing. And yeah,
the whole commercial.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen any movies lately?
Maybe it was iced coffee.
I see Cars 3. Wait, is he still watching? Because I want him to.
Hey, Ethan, please
clarify.
Please clarify what you said. Sarah said I wore Quiet Wave today. Oh.
I only have the long sleeve shirt, which I think
I've got all the old stuff.
I have the. Yeah. Long...
You have a new hoodie, right?
Danny bought a hoodie that was blue, and then I got it from her or for her. And never gave it to her. So I've just been wearing it for like the past like 6 months.
Dude, it's the light blue one. Yeah, is one of my favorite ones. Like but nobody ever buys it.
I've worn my pink long sleeve for a while. The one I wear the most is by far the burgundy hoodie.
Yes, I wear that one quite a bit. I gave my hoodie to Sarah, but that's such a good hoodie.
Is that your girlfriend?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
I was like, that's
you
Sarah.
Got gave my
She's
sister.
She's the only mod. Mr. Beefman, what's up? I fed baby fawns in it. Oh, so Sarah works at a wildlife conservation place. So Quiet Wave made it to feed little deers.
Wow.
That's exciting.
That's like Tentree or whatever. Have you seen that on Instagram? All I see is ads for Tentree.
Is it?
It's like you buy a shirt from them and they plant 10 trees. But they've actually got dope shirts.
I haven't seen that, but that makes sense. Have you seen Serengeti?
No.
That was big for a while where they had like an ambassador program and it was something like that. They did. Maybe they like gave a shirt to like a kid or something. I can't remember. It's like Tom's.
Yeah, like Tom's. You buy There's one a, pair of shoes.
Said the albino.
How can you read that?
I made a giant.
What makes you next?
What makes you wet?
What makes you wet? Oh, that was... So we played Cards Against Humanity earlier, and he said, what makes you wet? I was actually going to bring that up because we were talking about Super Soakers. We were playing Cards Against Humanity, like, live on, like, a website, and it was what makes you wet, and I can't remember what I said, but the kid was like, I hope he says spring showers, and I was like, Super Soaker, and that was...
That's my nickname. They call me Super Soaker.
What makes you wet? Oh, dude. Have y'all heard of Let Go? The app?
Oh, yeah.
I just got a message. Let me tell you the story about this, if he's actually serious.
If I had a dollar for every ad on YouTube that I got for Let Go.
I turn ads off, so I don't even get anymore.
I've seen, like, actual commercial... Oh, God. Commercials on TV.
How do you turn ads off?
Get an ad block.
Oh, yeah. The first thing I did when I got my new computer was put ad block.
So, Let Go is great. I go to Target every now and then because they have, like, the sales sections on the end of the aisles. And they
like
had
the clearance or whatever?
Yeah. They had three GoPros there for $100 off. And so they were like $200 instead of $300, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to spend $200 then.
A piece?
Yeah. So I took a picture of one and posted it on Let Go and sold it for $300 so that if somebody bought it, I would just go and buy it for $200 and then say, meet me in the Target parking lot and just give it to them and make $100. But I think that this guy is legit.
That's what that's genius.
That's genius, dude. That's so until like so you that go I don't back have to and they're
buy
all
it
gone.
Just in case. Yeah, that's what I'm.
You have to like hide
so
him.
He asked me if it was available, and I said yes, but I'm not gonna respond to the next one, so I can go and check.
So someone went to Let Go to buy a GoPro for full price.
Yeah, yeah.
The place where you go to get stuff cheaper.
So it comes with the SD card. That's my selling point. Like so, it comes with a 64 gigs SD card, which most of them don't usually.
That's pretty good.
So that's the move. I got that from my uncle who. He was driving and saw like an old RV, like kind of with shrubs growing around it next to this house. He's like, I bet I can sell that. So he did the thing. He took a picture of it and sold it. He put it on eBay for like $40,000, and then somebody bought it. And he went to the house. It didn't even say for sale or anything. He just went to the house. He's like, hey, I'll buy your RV for $20,000, and then bought it for $20,000, sold it for $40,000. Like that's
genius.
That's like a good pressure technique on yourself.
Yeah,
because it'll like motivate you to do stuff. Because like, okay, the person bought it.
Now I got to go and do it. Yeah,
you could just buy it for $39,000, still make $1,000 profit with like no problem.
Yeah. Dude, I just want to sell stuff. That's all I want. Like selling, like flipping stuff is so much fun.
You should flip houses. They do. Another thing about these Amelia places. Is
do they have houses there?
There's a lot of foreclosures, and so they
there's a foreclosure right here. It was like $120,000 for the house.
No, they auction off these Amelia houses for like $20,000,
dude.
Cash.
Let's get one. Can we all go in on one?
Yeah, you do $20,000 cash. You auction it or you like fix it up for a year, sell it for $100,000, and it's like a total profit.
Dude, are y'all looking for roommates? Let's go live in a house.
Yeah, let's do it.
I've been trying to do roommates forever.
I want to leave my house so bad.
I'll do it.
So yeah, I'll do it.
I don't, like, I pay rent here, so, like, it's kind of, like, whatever, but, dude, let's do it. Can we please get an Amelia house?
Yes. I'll do it.
Can we get two Amelia houses? Do what you said. We live in one, get the other one to pay off rent for the other.
And then slowly but surely, like, each move out of the house until, like, someone stays in the OG house, other two people, dude.
And then we just keep doing it with, like, three houses, and we just get constantly.
Is this happening? Is this happening right now?
Are we doing this?
Sarah wanted me to show you the albino fawn, which I've never seen before. Like,
there's an albino deer that walks around my backyard.
Isn't that scary? Like, it looks fake.
It's gross.
Oh, I've seen. Cause
yeah, it's in Woodlake.
Did take a picture of it? Maybe.
I think everyone's taking a picture of the thing because it just goes.
It just goes on Facebook. Yeah. They're like the albino fawn. So there's like a Facebook fan page.
Sarah Lonsbury.
That's my girlfriend.
Let's talk about Sarah.
So Sarah's great.
Water all over myself. I didn't pee stream. It was just water.
We met on. That app Beam that I used to do,
mm-hmm.
we met through my friend Gian, who I knew on Beam, and she introduced me to Sarah when we were both having troubles flying from Delta, and she's like, you guys can relate to this, so we talked, And that was like a year ago. And then we didn't talk for like 11 months or something. And then we talked again in like January randomly or something. But I can't, it was, did y'all ever play Friendo? I feel like it was big in high school because the only people I knew played in high school. But it was just like this game that you ask questions back and forth. And
sounds like texting, but it's just
sort of, but it gives you prompts. Like it's like without you having to think. And I saw it. It does like we're on Facebook. It's like suggested friends. She was like one of my suggested friends. So I asked her a question, and then it showed that she was inactive. So I went and like texted her, like, "Hey, I'm offended," like joking. And then we just kept talking, and then that happened. But we didn't meet in person for 100 days. Like we had a Snapchat streak as like our gauge, and we texted and FaceTimed for 100 days before we met. And then I flew to her college in Jackson, Tennessee.
Wow.
And one way there, and then we drove back.
Is she still in college?
Yeah. She's got one more semester. And then...
just one more semester? Oh, that's easy. That's
she's good, got an internship in Stanton, like right outside of Stanton. So, like, comes on the weekends. Where's Stanton? Mm. Do you know Shenandoah?
Yeah.
It's, like, right there. Like, where Shenandoah... Like, where the national park is, it's, like, right around there.
That's sweet.
It's legit.
Did you kiss her?
No. I'm abstinent. Or what's celibate?
Celibate?
Face celibate.
What does that mean?
Celibate means you can't have kids, right?
No, you can't have sex. And I think that it's priest.
Did I say have sex with her? I said just kiss her.
Yeah, I know, but I was saying celibate about everything. We're completely... No. No.
Okay. I couldn't tell if you're memeing for a second. I was like...
Meat? No.
Making a little
like,
joke.
Wait, is that where you like don't eat meat or something? Is that where you only eat red meat?
That's Presbyterian.
Yep, that's it.
Presbyterian's where you eat fish.
That's Presbyterian. Pescatarian. Do you remember Cameron Sutterth was a pescatarian? I think that it's Presbyterian's where
it's
you eat.
It's
becoming
a big thing now.
What's the other one where you can only eat something?
Hey,
can you get me a GF? No. So anyway.
The beigey couch.
Welcome to the beigey couch.
What kind of GF are you looking for?
Soft G.
Mr. Beef.
Couch.
Dude. Well, type your qualifications that you want.
Or black people meet.
Or black people meet. Dude, I hate saying black people meet because I think of it spelled M-E-A-T. And I think like meat. And it sounds like
a probably
porn
a website.
Black
but...
people's meat.
Like, that's like when you're like some rich guy and you've got way too much money and you go on the black market, like that's definitely a website. Like black meat. Black people.
I don't
black
think black
meat. Black meat. That's
that sounds
it.
Like a Black Mirror episode. Have y'all watched Black Mirror?
Oh, dude.
All of it?
No. I've only seen the episode where the kid gets caught jerking off to the child.
Yeah,
wait,
that's
why does
John
it,
Hamm.
Why
there.
Does it say this message is held for review?
When people put multiple things, it spams it.
Well, Mr. Beef, if just
hey,
put your...
Kidding,
what is it? What is the word I'm looking for? Like wants in a girlfriend, and then
oh yeah, give us some. Give us what you want.
Yeah, what you're looking for.
And that's how you go to jail. All
right. give us what you want and a girlfriend.
Give a little taste.
Give us what you want. Come on, boy. Just
dip your toe in the pool.
You got a
us.
Pretty mouth.
I would say or BF, but you said like specific.
You got a pretty mouth, boy. So anyway, I'm pretty sure he's like 14. He's played Fortnite with us. Dude, y'all need to play Fortnite.
Since I got my new computer, I can play Fortnite with you.
Oh, you play PS3.
No, I have a new computer that can run it now.
But wait, you play on the PC?
Yeah.
PS4 and PC can hook up.
I know, but Lance plays Xbox.
Do you have it on Discord?
Mm. Oh. We have a nice Discord that runs.
The freaking three of us can play.
Yeah. When Lance never plays anyway, so.
Dude, I literally...
Are y'all playing tomorrow? Can we play tomorrow?
I'm literally going to play right when I get home, so.
I'm going to go to bed because I got to work in the morning.
I might go. Oh, crap. Tomorrow, though.
What time is it?
Sarah doesn't come over until like probably 10:20. Like 11 or 12. Dude, yes, we got a bang.
Mm-hmm.
Bang.
Well, my new computer. It's
we
like,
got a bang.
It's like it's supposed to be the Razer version of a Mac.
Oh yeah.
But it's got this thing called the Razer Core, where you can plug it in and it turns it into a tower PC, and I gotta buy one. But it's only $500.
Tower PC.
Like a tower, like it's got like the
motherboard.
Like that little thing behind your monitor.
Yeah, I mean, but how does it do
it,
that?
It just like turns the like you plug it into the USB-C type, and then it just turns it into a tower. Like you buy a little tower for it. So once I'm ready to drop another 500 on something, I will.
I keep saying that I'm gonna buy a new. They have these things where you can build a computer for like 150, and all it does is the like OBS in the background, so it takes off all the like the CPU worth of like streaming, and then if you want to have YouTube open, but then leaves the main gaming computer for just whatever you're using. Like if it was Fortnite, it's just Fortnite, like nothing else running, and it runs so nice. I've been thinking about doing that.
I got back into Skyrim,
dude. Like the original, like Elder Scroll.
Or yeah, and I'm just like sitting there playing it, and it's like no other game has had that.
In my freshman year, or sophomore year, the whole thing, it was so much fun. It was just like we would meet, and then game.
Sounds dope.
I've literally played Fortnite probably out of the last 50 days. I bet I've played 47.
I'm just so bad.
Dude, have you ever won?
I've never won a solo or a duo. I've only won squad.
Is that not frustrating? It's like so you've played so much, dude, and you haven't won.
I'm literally like level like 50 right now, and I've never won a solo or a duo.
Oh my lord! Do you have all like the season passes?
I started season 4 like a couple days before, and I bought Battle Pass because it was like $10, and then I haven't paid any other money because I don't believe in that.
Yeah. I just like how their philosophy is like there's no such thing as pay to win, like everything's cosmetic.
Yeah, it's all custom stuff, and and it's free to play completely. Like you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, yeah. I've been rocking the no skin, and I think I always will rock the no skin.
I like the no skin.
Yeah, I love
fake people out.
I love being the black woman.
I wish black people meet.
Wait, did you ever say you're basic? I want a gamer girl who can give me a hug when I need one and can cook good food with
me. Hey, Caleb, I might have gotten somebody for you.
Dark Angel Dylan?
Really?
Is that who we're talking about?
No. Oh. Mr. Beef said, I want someone who will go to camp with me. Oh, and a gamer. Go to camp?
Wait, what kind of camp? Wait, what camp are we talking about? Babe?
No, Caleb, we'll talk about it later. I think you know who I'm talking about, but trust me.
What does that mean? Okay, never mind.
We Fortnite.
Stream secrets. But
dude, yes, y'all Mr. Need to play Fortnite. Mr. Beef, we go on Discord and.
Babe, what's your type? Your girlfriend said that.
What's my type? Sarah Lounsbury exclusively.
Smooth.
Was that good? Did I do well?
No.
Dang it. Yes, Steam stream member. Yes, Caleb.
What does that mean?
You're making this worse for yourself. I don't want to say anything. You're making this bad. Do we game all the time?
I want to know what camp Mr. Beef is talking about.
I think he said, "Hey, you want to go to camp with me?" And I responded to him, and he never. And then he commented on our stream earlier, and he said, "Hey, go check your DMs. I have something for you." And I had already answered, and then he still hasn't responded. Beef, if you want to respond, also there's a kid named Bernie Sanders. Did y'all ever watch my videos?
What?
Did y'all ever watch my videos?
Mr. Beef said,
"Say no."
No, I don't.
Okay,
never.
So there was a stream.
Sometimes.
Bernie, his name's Brendan, but he changed his name to Bernie Sanders, spelt wrong, by the way. I don't know if he knows, but he tried to tell me this story. I said, give me your most embarrassing story, and he gave the worst story ever. Brendan,
the worst story or, like, the most embarrassing story?
No. It was not embarrassing. His delivery was terrible. Oh. Like, so.
Are you just a critic now?
Yeah, no. If you go and listen to the video, the story, like, I mean, it was kind of embarrassing, but. You gotta go and watch the video. It's like 15 minutes.
Wait, whose story is this? Sorry, I'm trying to probably make you.
Oh, okay. So another thing. Sarah just reminded me this.
Stream member.
Brendan was on the stream, and he said, guys, I'm having girl troubles.
Is
Brendan Mr. Beef?
No, Mr. Beef's separate. Bernie Sanders is Brendan.
Where is Bernie Sanders?
He just said hi.
Okay. I see.
But Brendan came on the stream and he said, I'm having girl troubles. And then probably an hour later, he's like, guys, I'm going to go and break up with my girlfriend, BRB. And then 8 seconds later, like, if that, he came back and he said, hey, guys, just broke up with my girlfriend. And we're like, that was really fast. Then the next day, he had already had a new girlfriend and he broke up with her in the stream. So he's really like.
What a player.
Look, I was about to say, bye. What a man.
He also, Brendan, are you guilty? He guilts. He says, bye. Brendan, I want you to stay. I want you to be here for. What we're talking about. Oh, Caleb said he remembered that.
He guilts. That's really good. He didn't leave. Two more people actually joined.
Hey, Danielle. Danielle Hicks. Oh, that's you, huh?
Hi, baby.
Hey, Danielle. everybody look nice for Danielle. Hey, Danielle. Jack's doing good.
Yeah, we're talking about our types. So just my type is a short redhead named Danielle Hicks.
That doesn't have a hoodie currently.
Yeah, who doesn't have a blue hoodie with Quiet Wave on the front of it.
Dude, I can't remember where we got to last.
What you mean?
Like our track, like
staying on track. Oh, we were talking about Fortnite.
Talking about Fortnite, Bernie Sanders came in.
Just go back to the bidet. Let's go back to the front.
Let's back to the bidet. Tell me what you want to do before you're 30.
Oh my gosh. Someone put a question in the chat.
Somebody say something about a bidet.
Yeah, what's a question about a bidet?
Dude, can we for real move in? Can we please
do it. House?
I think that we probably still have to get somebody to co-sign because...
Give it 1 year and I'll move in with the house.
1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little less than a year. I'll be in John Tyler. I'll have a full-time job.
Why not, like, end of summer?
I mean
I'm not trying to push.
We should probably start, like, looking.
I mean, you got all summer. Mm-hmm. Plus, y'all both have... Do y'all have full-time jobs?
Yeah.
Like, y'all are set.
The day after we graduate, we work full-time.
We could start looking once fall starts and then, like, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're not going to find a place instantly, you know?
Yeah. Dude, yes.
What's your favorite... Body.
Bidet, water temp. Dude, I prefer warm because I'm not trying to get shocked by
ice cold.
I want it literally as hot as it can go. Yeah,
sizzle the pink.
We went
boy.
Like three completely different routes.
That's how you get it to like disinfect.
I said ice cold.
You want ice cold?
Because like all these athletes take ice baths. So what if you just centralize?
You're not an athlete.
I'm an athlete. On the toilet, I am an athlete. Clothes
are coming off. Breaking sweats, dude. This is gross, but I feel like it's anatomy. I feel like if you're getting shot up with cold water, you're talking like a pinched boy. Like you're not getting clean. If it's warm, it's kind of like loose.
Well, yeah, because like, how do you get food off a pan? Warm water. But if it's just if it's just cold water. God.
So is your butt the pan?
Yeah,
like, your butt is the pan. It's like you need some fancy grease stuff. Is it just water, or can you get like some dish soap? Like a pre-squirt and then a
yeah, kind clean. Of put Dawn in the enema and shove it.
It can clean those
not
ducts after
an enema. An enema goes in. Like an enema goes all the way in.
I'm still talking about an enema here. I want to
see my visual.
I mean, if it cleans little ducts after an oil spill,
yeah,
it can clean anything.
That's true. That commercial,
up
that's
the
right.
Gulf Coast, I think it can clean my butt crack.
Are we talking about an enema still? Because that would get a lot of stuff out.
Yeah, well, that's...
Dawn?
Yeah.
Dude.
Did y'all ever watch the Shaytards on YouTube about a million years ago? They're, like, the first, like, family vloggers, but he filmed himself getting a colonic, where, like, he's laying on the table, and they shove a tube, and it literally shoots your...
Bobby is this one.
That's Bobby. He's the jean jacket. What do you call
it's
a jean jacket?
That's not a jean it's jacket. It's, like, denim that's colored, like, but what not a, denim material.
Like, think of, like, a person who comes to paint your house.
And that's that. Well, that's silver.
That's, it's the silver hey, painting. It's painting? Covered in painting. Yeah, oh, shout out Silva okay. Painting. Love my Silvas. I really do.
That's my, sweet.
Yeah, best race car driver.
It works. Silva's the best driver?
Yeah, Frank is the best race car driver.
Frank Thomas?
Frank Silva.
Oh.
Yeah,
he no, says, Bay, have you been drunk?
Have I been drunk? Yes, I'm 21 years old. Thank you very much.
I need to take a poop. Lol, 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 XD. I'll take that one.
Use a bidet.
Use a bidet.
Yeah.
Dude.
This podcast is sponsored by bidets.
So Joe Rogan has bidets in his house. And it makes me want to get some. I think that it's not connected to the toilet. It's literally
can you,
a
like,
sink next to it.
Can I look at bidets on Amazon?
Can you get a... If there's not a mini personal bidet, I just hit my knee. You know that, like...
This man
yeah, I just was slamming on my knee and it did it. I didn't mean
how
to.
How do you spell bidet? Hold on.
B-O-D-A.
Bidet.
Why? Not connected. That's correct. Not connected. Like, that's correct. Name,
it's B-I-D-E-T.
Not connected. That's correct.
Dude, they're 300. Oh, wait. This one's $300.
Euros? What does that translate to euro? Because you're going to have to buy it from there. Oh, wait. She just said it's B-I-D-E-A. B-I-D-E-T.
That's what he just
said. Oh, sorry. I was not listening to you.
You need to tune in.
Yes, Sarah. I got it first.
Toss the bottle.
My,
$20 if you can land it on the couch next to Jack. In three tosses.
Bay, do you ride bikes?
I mean, I've ridden a bike before. I can ride a bike. I learned to ride a bike when I was 4 years old, thank you very much.
I really wanted that gas money. I needed that. He said if I landed it within
I would
three
give
tries
you
20, on the couch,
I'd,
you'd give
I'd
him 20
pull,
bucks.
You give him 20
I landed it right on the fourth
10, 20
one.
Bucks
you get 10
tries,
hefty.
You can drink a little bit more. 10 tries, and I'll give you $4 right here. It's
on
cash
the couch?
In hand. Yeah.
$4.
Boys, stakes are high.
I think I drank too much.
I would say a little bit more. Dude, I'm a bottle
we're just keeping it 2016 on this podcast. Still bottle flipping. No big deal.
Hey, Caleb, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
What's your favorite bidet water temp was the last thing he said. Then he said, not connected. That's correct. But this is better than sleep. Oh, but this is better than sleep. I thought you said, but you better sleep. That's, I don't know.
Oh. Because I said I need to go.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you, Caleb. I appreciate you.
You're not even.
What do you want?
This is like attempt 10.
I don't know.
You got three more. Three on the ground.
I'm done.
Oh, no, it's four okay. bucks. Dude, that's like a half a gallon. Right. Dude, the Prius, let me tell you.
How many MPGs does it get?
43.
Oh, my God.
I said around 40.
It's so nice. I was driving Sarah back to her place.
Just take a guess at how much I get in my Jeep.
20.
16.
What? Wait, I get 23.
You're lying.
What kind of car do you have? A truck?
Yeah.
Ford
Ranger.
Your car's sweet. It's a little baby truck. Your car's sweet.
Yeah, I like
There's
it.
There's no how many? No way.
Well, I say 23 is high.
I take
higher than 16.
Well, yeah, but
I take. You know how it says city high.
Yeah.
I take like those two and then just split the difference and then say what that is because I really don't know.
What do you get a tank?
Tank. Hold on.
Yeah, and then how many gallons? That's what I go off of. Like mine's a 10-gallon tank and I get like 440. It's so nice. Oh, the gas is freaking expensive now.
It's like $2.79. It's almost $2.80.
It's ridiculous. It's gonna get up to $4. I can guarantee you.
Mr. Boosh just said, "Do you sport gays?
Support gays?
Do you sport a gay? Like, do you?
Do
wear
I sport
one?
Gays?
That could be. Do you support do gays? Do you sport gays? Like, do you wear them?
Or do you play sports with gays?
Do you?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was guys. Do you sport guys? He's not foreign either.
If it's sport guys,
just
yeah,
a little
sport.
Bit.
He lacrosses. I play baseball forever. I don't sport anymore. He crosses the law.
I was team captain this year.
Oh, no big deal.
Captain of the Clover Hill lacrosse team. Scored 5 goals my senior night game.
Fuel capacity is, it says 16.5 to 20.
16?
Yeah.
What year? 2011?
2003. It gets 24, 29 highway. 24 city, 29 highway. So I split the difference.
That's really not bad.
Yeah.
Jeez, dude.
That's a lot. I thought I got 20.
Look up mine.
The Prius?
What year are you?
2003 Jeep Liberty.
Yeah, because I remember where the
same both of those cars are so sweet, though. Your car is so sweet.
I love
Didn't your brake line break?
Yeah.
Weren't we driving, you were telling me that story?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Well, I can't say the original story because my parents could be listening.
Dude, you get 20 city, 24 highway.
Oh, sweet.
Did you see Deadpool 2?
No.
I want to. But, so good, I was driving, right?
Yes.
And
I was reading, right?
So... There was this blind man, right? No. You know,
what's up, lady?
Colt 45. Okay. And,
wait.
It's from Colt 45 when he's like, yeah.
He's the
at the very
he's
beginning, like
the blind
he was,
man, right?
There was this blind man, right?
He walks into a fish market.
Okay, it's my joke.
Stop.
So, anyway, your brake lines broke with a blind man.
I'm cruising, and then I go to push my brakes, and I just, I'm flooring the brakes. I just zoom right through a red light, and I'm like, shitting my pants at this point. And so I just have to use the e-brake to like slow
slowly
myself
skirt it up.
To like and that's what throw I had
it
to
in
do
park.
I literally to like anyway. Put it in neutral and like use my e-brake to like slow myself down so I got to my house and then
did it glug when you did it? Because isn't the e-brake literally like if the gear is like this
it just
e-brake
like
slides
it
into the gear. So is it just dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum. I don't know. I think mine is mine's weird. Mine's like
it can like tear out your transmission. I know that.
Mine, if you actually pull it while
I
you're
feel
moving,
like
it
mine really... is actually like a part of my brake because
that
like
just pinches like a
because
bicycle.
I pull on my e-brake as hard as I can and it'll slow my car down but my car will still drive.
I think that's just part of
oh,
you
that's
doing
true.
It so much.
Because if you accidentally forget to...
Oh,
wait, no, yeah.
Because you can back out of the driveway if it's on.
Yeah, because I've been told to move trucks at Davidson Green. But you know how in the back they're all at like an incline?
Yeah.
So I'll move one, and I'm like, why isn't this going forward?
And
I've just
and
been
it starts
revving
to smell,
the gas with
like,
the e-brake on
yeah.
the whole time. And I'm like hoping no one's watching
I
me the entire time. I'm just
place.
Looking like a retard in the back. Oh,
I
sorry.
Hate that place.
Insensitive.
Dang. Yeah, no, I don't know. I've never had to use my e-brake. My brakes have given out, but I like pumped them a couple times and they like worked again.
Yeah, no, because my brake line was.
Oh wait, no, he changed it to "Do you support gays?"
Do we support gays?
I do.
I mean, you know, let them do their thing.
Yeah,
that's what
I don't really
say.
Care.
Well,
like
it's,
if it doesn't involve me, that's not even true either. I don't know. Just I think that people just do their own thing.
I think
like,
people shouldn't care about what other people do. Like my. It's always
been
like
too much energy.
Yeah, it's always been like as long as the person is doing something that doesn't affect you in any negative way.
it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
And it's more like whether you think it's right or wrong, it's like, shouldn't everybody just be happy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I think that's the judge? Right choice. Like,
what is
yeah.
my thing? Like, why am I going
to
say?
Why do you need to take time out of your life to stop productivity and, you know, comment on this and say negative things about it when that's the least productive thing?
It's literally like a speed bump for people. Like, you're slowing down for no reason.
It's like a speed bump on the highway, really.
Yeah. It's like, you're going full
another
speed.
Another Office reference that you don't get.
It was a good analogy. So anyway, everybody, I'm going to go watch.
Your incest is almost up.
Do you support
incest.
Gays?
Your incest my is incest. Almost up.
Dude, what if that's what I gauged how long the podcast was?
Just an incest?
And kept it in shots? I just use incest as my gauge. How much longer?
Oh, my God.
Once the incest is done, everything's done.
Mr. Beef said, do you own a Bible? Something's telling me that these are connected.
I do own a Bible.
I own a Bible.
But I do support gays.
I have the Bible app, I'm pretty sure. And support gays. I think that you're allowed to do both. And I don't know.
There is nothing.
The church spends a lot of energy trying to debunk gays.
Well, I feel like nowadays it doesn't. Like it used to be.
Well, also our church is different.
Yeah. Our church is different. Like you go to these other churches.
And you've got to dress up in like a 3-piece suit.
No thanks.
Walk in there, sing hymns, sit at a pew. Ours, you literally could wear a bathing suit.
Slap box your friend
on stage.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's get a clip of that.
Dude, oh,
that hurt.
I forgot about
so
that.
So bad.
Bobby got slapped harder than, like, you could hear it across the room, like, in another
Let
state.
Me see if, like, oh, here's the video right here.
No, really?
I'm you pretty have sure.
That'd be good.
Here, I'll hold it in front of this camera because it's the nicest.
Do you own a, he said, yeah, you are.
What are you, like, Nazarian holiness at Lutheran? What?
What?
What are you talking about? I've been to a Lutheran church.
He's like Bible terms on like.
Give me a Bible term.
Give me a Bible term.
Nazarian Lutheran.
Did you see this?
Nazarian holiness.
Oh, no, wait.
Hey, did you get a new phone?
Yeah.
That's a long boy.
That is a long boy.
What are you.
Oh, wait. I'll show you a second. It's pretty sweet.
Okay.
Oh, you guys, your reaction right there.
That was a live reaction. Oh, yeah, that was my face, by the way.
But there's nothing in the bottom right.
Nazarian holiness of the Lutheran is like study the Bible, but you still pick what you want to study, which does make sense to me. Why not study the whole thing, you know?
Pick in what sense?
Like, what do you pick?
Like, pick what they think is important. Like, they'll emphasize different parts.
Oh, dude, it's 4-4.
He said Caps
versus Knights.
Oh, my gosh.
Round. Sorry, keep going. You're good.
Sorry, we didn't answer your question correctly.
No, like, you know how they're... Wait, what?
He said forget it.
Oh, no, we just didn't answer fast. It's, like, a little delayed, so he's probably talking about something from a second ago.
This little split in the couch makes me think we're on two separate screens.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Because the split in the couch fits perfectly with that poster. That's weird. Huh.
And, like, the way my hand's sitting, it looks like it's cut off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Wow.
The, okay... Wow. Mason Hazleton loves tornadoes.
Who voices Lightning the Queen?
I don't know.
Wait,
he's got like the little
Owen
Wilson.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
he's Lightning the Queen.
Yeah,
are you serious?
He's the little and like Marley and Me.
Yeah, I know who Owen Wilson is, but I didn't know. Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did I've seen Cars 1 and possibly 2. I feel like I would have recognized
Marley
that
and Me by far.
Wow, Marley.
What I have to say is completely unimportant after that.
What?
I was going to say, it's just such a sad movie.
It is a sad movie. That's when Marley dies, you're like, wow, Marley.
Favorite song? What's your favorite song?
What's my favorite song?
Oh, it was a question. I thought he was like, yeah.
Falling in Reverse, Rolling Stone.
Oh, my
God.
Can you just give us a cover right now? My life is like a video game.
Dude, over the summer, him and I worked on the same job site together.
And just play
and
that song.
We play that song on like freaking. Oh, and my shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth. Yeah. And we play those on repeat. Oh, and you need to watch The Office, the dinner party episode. She took me by the hand.
Is that the one where they go to the like the pub?
No, it's the one
What's
where they
the
go to
award
Michael's
show
condo.
One.
That's
that
the Dummies.
Yeah. No. Yeah, maybe.
We'll sing it.
Were there any Chili's?
We'll still. Yeah, in the car later. Yeah.
There. Yeah.
That was at Dundies?
Yeah.
Huh.
The Dundies.
So good.
I'm gonna make like a whole podcast.
That was the start of Jim and Pam, huh?
Yep.
That was where they like first like kissed or whatever.
Oh,
because she was like
drunk. We don't say that word on the podcast.
Celibate. Made relations with their mouth.
My shiny teeth and that sparkle. Just like the rising.
To seriously answer the question, anything by Post Malone?
Oh, your favorite song?
Yeah, definitely.
New album
Post
is
Malone.
Fire,
dude. Have I told you the story of us at the concert?
Y'all, I forgot y'all went, didn't you?
Oh, dude, crazy, crazy story. Everybody, listen up. Okay,
all 90.
So we get there. It's like 7 o'clock. We get there. It's like at 7 o'clock, and that's when the concert starts. And we've been standing for like 4 hours straight waiting for this. Literally reincarnated Jesus Christ to like
so good.
Walk out on stage for us.
Oh, Mason likes caramel fraps, so.
I love a caramel frappuccino. I love you, dude. Caramel frappuccino is my go-to drink.
Let me read it how it's written. Hey, I wanted to you and Bobby and Jack that I like caramel fraps. Which fraps is that exclusively McDonald's? Because like fraps is a McDonald's
it's
thing.
It's capitalized too.
Fraps. Like caramel fraps.
It's
really jolts
now.
You awake. Like you drink the sip as you're saying caramel.
Where's Dr. F?
Fraps comes in. Where is Dr. F? Oh, Dr. Fuffles. That's another guy that comes on.
Okay,
for...
wait.
Anyway, so
we
reincarnated
we
Jesus
have to
comes
go
in.
Soon. We okay, yeah.
Yes.
Like this story and a little so maybe something else. Then we got to go.
Yeah.
So standing for 4 hours. It's raining. It's humid. So
it's
we're
dense in the crowd.
Was it a pavilion?
No. It's like a like concert
a
hall
where there's like a. Like
it was
a
like that place at the Virginia Beach. Oh, yeah. But it was in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're in the.
Your shorts are so hot.
I'm just gonna stand up and show the camera. Freaking
oh, love. I forgot. I hadn't seen that
oh yeah, this
yet.
Is this is my new tattoo that I did myself.
Right. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I want to get a thigh one.
Dude, I'll give it to you.
I can do it. I mean, I've done some.
I want to give it. Okay, anyway.
I mean, if you want to touch my thighs.
I want to.
Are you talking about incest?
No kissing, though.
Oh, no kissing.
No. No, anyway. Okay, so we're in the lawn, but we're like smack in the middle, like in the thick of it. So we have to like sift our way.
There's no bathroom break?
Sift our way. No.
No potty breaks.
No. We have to sift our way through a bunch of people, and me and him left during. We left during Rockstar.
Yeah.
To go get water.
Oh.
Because I was like,
that's a song that you dry.
Dude,
like,
literally, I was literally just like blacking
just
out.
My mouth
like,
the rain.
I literally was, yeah. Like when I wanted it to rain just so we could like, please. Oh please God. Okay, so we go and this guy gives us two free waters, right?
Which was dope.
Awesome guy, because he was saying it was closed to everybody, and then we walk up and he's like, we're closed.
I was like, man, I got there's like two waters right there. I got money. I can just give you the money. He's like, nah, man. And then I turn around, and then he's like, hey, kid. And I turn back and he like throws the waters on the ground like I'm a peasant or something. And just like I'm like, oh yes, and I'm like
thank you, sir. Thank you,
sir. Man.
Thank you, squire.
Like, it's like whenever that dude in the Hunger Games throws that chick the loaf of bread.
Oh yeah. It's like, I feel like Dobby with like a sock.
Or like Gollum like a fish. Yeah. I'm just like a monkey, just like thank you.
Taking territory with the water.
You're pushing people with your elbows.
Like, okay, well, anyway, okay.
I can't believe you're almost about to finish that. I truly can't believe it.
It's going
to
be like an
it's
inch
actually getting,
thick ring
it's
of
getting
sugar
better as I'm going because all the like sugar was right here and I drank it all, so then I just coughed.
Okay, back to the story.
So anyway, Jesus,
we
get
got
some
two
peasant
waters.
Water.
We're on our way back, right? And then we're pushing our way through the crowd slowly but surely. And we're being really nice about it because we know it's like a really like shitty situation we're putting people in. So yeah. It's like, oh, excuse me. Sorry. Like, pardon me. Like, we're just trying to get to our group. And then some dude like elbows Jack a little bit. And so that Jack.
It wasn't a little bit. Like, his elbow went into my ribs.
It was
like,
more
it was
like he knew Jack was walking by. So he like purposely stuck his elbow in Jack's ribs. So then Jack throws a little one back at him. And then out of nowhere. He's like 6'4", black, shredded, right?
Black has nothing
wearing
to do with
a
problem.
Tank top so I could see his muscles, comes out of nowhere and just takes Jack and shoves the absolute crap out of it.
And then he's got me like by my shirt and he yanks I had a different chain and I bought a new one, but he yanks it off, like gone.
Yeah, and so when I saw that.
Like a totem. I'm
without any question, I turn around and I deck him as hard as I can right in the mouth.
What happened?
Did God, he? Dude.
I'm so excited.
I took him right in the mouth.
A bidet was needed a little bit.
I needed a steaming hot enema after this. I could tell you that. I grab him on the shoulder like in hockey, right? So he couldn't swing.
Yeah.
And I was about to start going in like pegging him, right? And then out of the freaking mist that was coming off the ground, these four or five other black dudes, his sides, come walking up to us.
And one white guy, though.
One white guy. I think he might have been albino, now that I think about it, because they just didn't make sense.
Like a total Chad just came with us. Out of nowhere.
Jerome.
An absolute
like,
Chad.
Yeah, okay.
And then just Chad, like, leading the charge.
Dude, seriously. Fog. And so after that, I was just like, okay, like, hey, I let go of him. And I was like, let's just take it easy. But, like, I'm still, but, like, at the same time.
Secretly
like,
still pushing, trying to make your way to the girl.
No, I honestly, I didn't give up. I didn't care. Like, I was ready to just knock this guy out. And then Jack is trying to rip us apart. His girlfriend comes over, is trying to rip us apart. His girlfriend
was a banshee.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what she said.
It's like she's and casting honestly, spells.
I was more scared of getting killed by his girlfriend than getting the crap.
She was telling out of me. Did she have the nails?
She was telling us to leave, so I thought she was like security because she was like, yeah. "Get out, go!" And
I'm like, "Please, I don't. I like Post Malone. I just want to watch back to my people. I don't. My chain's gone for some reason.
He stole my chain and he kept holding it.
This black man stole my chain.
He pushed me first. I don't know.
No, and then like they're like, "Yo, what's up? You want to run shit? Run shit. Like, let's go." And like. Somehow, me and Jack just found our way back into the crowd and dipped.
Never saw them again.
No. And what the scary thing was,
we could look back and see the our towers group, of them.
Our group was literally 15 feet away from their group.
Yeah, just but we just
had
like
we had a 15 foot thick but path of people in our way, so they couldn't see us.
Yeah, we get back and they're like, "Did you hear that fight? Did you hear that? Like, yeah, so they were loud.
Like, dude, there was some like fight like 15 feet behind us, and we were like, yeah,
Bobby decked him in the mouth.
That was us.
Dang.
And then,
yeah, can you smell my pants?
We get back to a safe spot, and White Iverson's playing in the background,
and we're just
hugging each other. It was like the most bro moment we've.
Do you think
ever
of that every time you hear White Iverson? Now?
Every time I hear Post Malone, I think
just
of
in
it.
General, you're like, oh, remember that time when we decked
wearing,
up black?
And just I was smell wearing a little bit. My favorite flannel. It's this gray flannel I got my mom got me from Costco. The pocket's halfway ripped off, and there's a hole in it. And I was gonna get it fixed, but I'm leaving it
leave
like
it
that forever.
It's like
it
a
looks
scar.
So cool. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And my knuckle is still partially swollen from it.
Did
you
break
see
it? Wait, that this one?
No, like no, my like my knuckle. Like if you look, like see how that's like perfectly flat right here.
Yeah.
Like see how it's like bumped up.
Dang, dude, that's so
yeah,
sweet.
It still hurts like a little bit.
What kind of Subway sandwich do you want, Mason?
To want oh fat okay wait I so he said Dunkin' iced coffee is terrible. It depends on who makes it. They this make it wrong 90% of the time.
The fact that it was I think I didn't mess this up myself because she was like, "Do you want cream and sugar?" And in my head I was like, "This is already pretty sweet. I don't think I need it." But I was like, "Okay." In my head. And
then, well, I mean, but yeah, when you
I
say
already yes, like, I've already had my soy limit this week,
but they
but
ratio
said,
it to the
it,
size.
I've been good.
They should be like, all right, this is a medium. We're gonna put four creams in there.
Yeah, but they just
they put like 40. It, like that is just cream with a little bit of coffee. Like they put cream in first.
Man, I want
but,
another donut. Dude.
So with the refill cup, I've gone so many times that I've like noticed how much they get it wrong. It's something.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
I don't know how to eat it. McDonald's messes up their iced coffees a lot.
I don't have. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did get a salted caramel one, and it felt like they put the entire bottle of salt.
I like, just get. Well, it's like either in McDonald's they don't mix them.
Yeah.
So it's you just got like you get.
Dunkin' they don't
coffee.
Mix it.
Yeah, but at McDonald's you can just get the iced coffee, and you just see like white and then coffee. And you try to mix
they
it,
don't
but it doesn't
get
mix
you
enough
get a caramel macchiato.
I only get vanilla iced coffees.
Huh. Caramel macchiato is like supposed to look like that.
I'm just not a huge fan of caramel.
Caramel. McD's is Dunkin.
Let's get to that debate. Caramel or caramel?
We were my
or
mom
caramel.
My mom used to work at
like three syllables.
I don't even want to say the name of it, but she used to work at the store, and Sarah called it or mispronounced the name today, and
what?
Then Aeropostale.
Oh my god!
But it's Aeropostale. But my mom was saying it's Aeropostale.
And she worked there?
She was a manager there.
It's not AL at the end.
Actually, no,
L-E.
I might be getting this backwards. I don't know what my mom said. Mom, if you see this, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Aeropostale. Is it L-E? Aeropostale?
Aeropostale.
Aeropostale. It can't. I mean, no, it's not Aeropostale.
If Daniel's still watching, she was here for this. So I don't know if she's still watching it.
Look, I work at a hipster coffee place, so my standards are super high.
Look, wait, wait. Yeah. Look, I work at. It's like very look, stern. Look, okay.
Oh, wait, oh, I wanted to get back to Mason's thing where he said, yeah. To want a Subway sandwich. It's like you're Shakespeare. He also asked. He asked if he could call me Hurricane Man. What? His name is Loves Tornadoes, so that makes sense. I used to want to be a storm.
I'm your meteorologist, Bobby Etzel. Daniel is still here. It's a little stormy.
It was raining sideways.
I don't remember which way it was either. Oh, sorry, Daniel.
Aeropostale. Either way, it's not Aeropostale. Everybody listening to this.
Either way, it's just really expensive.
Yeah.
Either way,
and you have to be a 8 or under boy, or a 14 or under girl to wear Aeropostale,
or a baby to 50-year-old.
I feel like
Hispanic person.
I feel like those kind of stores are just like going out. Like,
no, dude, the Aeropostale store in the mall gone now.
No, not yet.
I think it might just be because
going
we're
out of business for like a year. I'm
thinking of. That has like the huge bright screen that just plays a loop at the beach.
That's Hollister.
That's Hollister. Hollister is a huge screen. Ridiculous. Yeah. It smells bright. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's just dark inside.
Like good ridiculous or bad ridiculous?
Crazy
bad.
Ridiculous.
It's like, what's like bad? You just walk in and you get hit. It's like
what happened to your neck just now?
Huh?
Your neck looks like somebody held it like this.
I literally like.
Are you doing that right now?
No. God, that hurt. No, I scratched the...
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't take much. I just touch it.
It's like all clothes nowadays is either online. That's it. It's like people buy clothes online.
Yeah, everybody buys clothes online or Walmart. I used to go to Walmart. Actually, I can't remember last time I went to Walmart. I get only Goodwill pants.
I get most of my clothes from
Goodwill. And Goodwill. This is Goodwill.
Dude, you can literally, if you say like...
Y'all got suits from Goodwill, right?
No. But that's what I want to do.
Wait, I thought you told me that...
No, he knows a tailor.
No, I'm saying like if you want to do this, it's genius. There's a tailor off Courthouse Road for people who live in Virginia.
Courthouse and what? Wall Street?
We got to wrap this up.
Yes.
I don't know. It's off Courthouse Road.
Courthouse is long.
The one side of Courthouse.
Shout out Courthouse Road.
Shout out Courthouse Road. And you literally can buy a suit for like $15 that fits you like not at all. Go get it tailored for like $30 and you have a crisp fitting suit. And that's
tailored
all we,
for $30?
All we have.
Dude, I'm going to do that. We got to do this again.
Yes.
I forget how much fun it is. Let's do this again.
Freeballing it was not that as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Why? You said that last time we did a podcast.
Yeah,
you're like,
you just have a
you have a problem nervous? With freeballing. Do you ever go commando? Have you ever gone commando?
What is that? Naked?
See? Oh. It's nice.
Wait, we're talking
tell, you can't tell me it's not nice. I mean, your burp just smells so bad right now. It traveled.
Where did that commando came out of my butthole.
The commando, because I was thinking commando, you're freeballing it.
I stopped this. You're going to break his
dude,
one of two.
That was only $20. Those mics are sweet. Right, they've got some girth to it. Wait, did you ever go to Falling Reverse? Did you ever see that?
No, but I've seen like I when I was
like
really
times.
Yeah, when I was really into it, I watched
would
YouTube
watch
videos.
Okay,
wait.
Running Racky. All right, y'all gotta
yeah,
go.
We gotta go.
Anyway, thank you guys for watching. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Thank you guys for being in the chat. We're gonna have to do this again for sure, like once a month.
Definitely.
Kind of thing.
Yeah,
and we gotta live together.
Yes, get a house.
I mean, it can be one room.
We need to have a beat so we can get a.
This is half of a bunk bed. We could just
a group freestyle going.
I used to have
my and I walk into the house. I don't got no clothes on. Hey, speaking of music, I have a song on Spotify. Pacino.
What?
Yeah.
It's on there?
Yeah.
How much money do you get per like listen?
Like 0.02 cents. Yeah. It's like 1,000 listens for a dollar.
I get 0.2 cents.
You need going,
okay,
Pacino. I'm gonna watch it. Thank you guys for. I hope you guys enjoy this. I gotta end it. I don't even know how to end it. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to comment, favorite, share, like, subscribe. Dude, I'll be legit.
Where's the mic? I can just scream into it. Do something nice. Sorry, I'm ending the stream.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.